Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week, go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guests today are Catherine Freeman and Elijah Tanner. Catherine and Elijah serve as resident chaplains at Baylor. Catherine is in her fifth and final year of her MDiv at Truett, while Elijah is in his fourth year of grad school pursuing his MBA in MDiv. All Baylor resident chaplains are Truett students, and they're a pastoral presence in on-campus residential communities. This role is a pastor-in-residence role that focuses on relationships, pastoral care, and pastoral leaderships within the communities across campus. The resident chaplain program at Baylor began in 2001 and works with the Department of Pastoral Care in the Office of Baylor Spiritual Life in partnership with Campus Living and Learning. So you guys are both Baylor students and Baylor leaders. You live in community with students on campus, and you're doing that all in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of some crazy weather, and I know you're having a great impact on the students you're with. So Catherine Freeman, Elijah Tanner, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you both here on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you both on here and to hopefully get your insights together as you're in doing the same type role, but in different communities on campus. So I want to ask you this, each of you this first. Catherine, I'll start with you. How long have you been a resident chaplain, and which hall do you serve?
Yeah, so this is my first year. I've only done it this year. And then I am a chaplain in South Russell.
South Russell. What about you, Elijah?
Yeah. So this is my fourth and probably final year as a chaplain, and I have been serving in Teal Residential College since I started.
So South Russell and Teal Residential College. And I know each residential campus community offers slightly different aspects, slightly different environment. And so you each bring something unique to that role. Elijah, I'll start with you. I know there's probably not anything like a typical day in what you do as a resident chaplain, but is there maybe something more along the lines of a typical week? And if there is, what sorts of activities might we find you engaged in?
Yeah, so a typical week normally combines a mixture of meetings, pastoral conversations, and events. So for me, what that kind of looks like, how I've structured my weeks, is I have about one meeting with some of our leadership per day. So I'll meet with them, talk through how things are going in their portion of the hall, talk through their own spiritual growth, how they can contribute to the spiritual growth of the residents that they're in leadership over. And then maybe later that day, I'll have a Bible study in our chapel, talk through some popular or difficult scripture passages. And then maybe later that week, we'll have a staff meeting. And so I'll have a devotional for that staff meeting, talk briefly on a scripture that's been on my heart, or work through a spiritual discipline or something like that. And then the rest of the staff meeting, we'll discuss business items, things like that. Those are some typical items. A normal week might have other various things thrown in there. I also respond to student crises. If there's a crisis of, you know, spiritual matters or of mental health, or even a visit to the hospital, I might respond to that. So you never know when that might be thrown into a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Catherine?
I would say some of the same things. Taking students for coffee, or depending on the weather, coffee/ice cream. I think, yeah, like events, like going to the events that my CLs, like the dorm I'm in is associated with the College of Education. So there's a lot of, we have like a student leadership council that they plan events. So trying to get to student led events to support the student leaders here on the hall. Yeah, lots of meetings with staff here. And then I write like a weekly devotional for our hall. And so, yeah, it's sometime mainly on the weekends, preparing that, thinking through what I want to talk through in the devotional, and just kind of supporting students. And however, I do a lot of like casual, like hanging out at the front desk with the office assistants as well.
Well, you know, yeah. You have some things that are scheduled. Oh, sorry, Elijah, go ahead. Some things are scheduled, but I imagine some things are just living in community and they pop up organically.
Yeah, you're good. I was going to mention one of those because Catherine said coffee with residents, which I neglected to mention, but we have a budget specifically for coffee with residents.
So that's nice.
Some of the kind of unscheduled conversations that might pop up. Someone just wants to grab a cup of coffee that day because they're wrestling with a question or struggling with something, and that's a pretty common weekly item.
Mm-hmm. What's it like being embedded in a community like that? You know, you both have been, you know, you both were in their shoes in years past at various institutions. So you know what they're, you know, some of what they're facing. So what's it like for you getting to share some of those moments?
I would say, I think it's just like a real privilege. I think getting to walk alongside of students, you know, it's not all spiritual stuff. Sometimes it's, you know, major stuff, relationship stuff. And so it's, I think it's fun. I feel like it keeps me young. Like I, you know what TikTok is and like know trends and stuff. And I feel it, it makes me feel younger than I actually am. And you know, a lot of the students here are just like so impressive, and it does, I kind of crack up. I was telling some students the other day, it makes me feel like I was such a slacker in college of just like how like socially aware and organized the students are here. And so, yeah, I would say it's just like my overwhelming feeling is just like gratitude of getting to like walk through life, even for this period of time. And I think also too, it just being like a weird time here at Baylor with the pandemic, and then last week with the winter storm, or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was. So yeah, I think just getting to like support and just getting to know students and build those relationships, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a two-way street. Catherine, you mentioned the side that I enjoy the most, which is that it gives a lot of life to be embedded in the community, and I really enjoy that. Kind of the other side of that is that being embedded in a community, I try to always be conscious of the fact that we talk about as chaplains the idea of incarnational ministry, and our goal is to be the presence of Christ in any situation which we walk into, to really embody that so that it's shared with whoever we're with. So that's a you know, something that's really a conscious factor in our work, which is kind of the give, as well as we get to take from the energy, the life of the residents, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Catherine and Elijah, you both, all you and your fellow resident chaplains are Truett students. Was this a position, what drew you to the position? How'd you find out about it? And when you start, it's a big decision to think about living in an intentional group of college students and making that decision while you yourselves are pursuing your own goals. So take us inside. Catherine, start with you, what that was like for you, just processing that and deciding to do this.
Yeah, so I was not aware of the chaplain program when I came to Truett. I had some friends that were resident chaplains and recommended that I apply and consider it. I think I was initially kind of leery. I'm a more like introverted personality, and I felt like my friends that were chaplains were extroverts and that it was going to be like overwhelming to just live in a community, have to throw all these events, go to all of these events. And it has not been like that at all. And I would say, you know, I think every chaplain has a different personality and how they lead programs is different. And I would say for me, like, it's been great. Like, I think it has played to my introvert strengths, which is like, I like to have very deep, meaningful conversations. I'm better in like one-on-one situations. And it's been, you know, one of the things about doing this in a pandemic is we can't have events larger than 10 people. And so I feel like I've been able to like really build relationships and not feel overwhelmed. And so I think, yeah, I think what drew me to the position was I've always been involved with like young people at my church. And the idea of like getting to really practice the kind of, we learn these like deep theological concepts at Truett. And I think having to practice talking through those things with like young people who haven't had the same training is like, to me, like the best training you can have for ministry.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Catherine Freeman and Elijah Tanner, both resident chaplains at Baylor. And you know, you talked about the fact that you're walking with students through, you know, sometimes just the day-to-day challenges that we all face when we're stressed, when we are, you know, when we're studying or dealing with struggles there, you know, to some really big, really big issues, whether it's life decisions they're making or illnesses in the family. What is it like stepping into those situations, and how does Baylor, how does Kristen Richardson or others in the team in pastoral care help equip you for those moments when they come?
Yeah, so we get training from Bert Burleson and from Kristen Richardson at the beginning of each semester, and then at staff meetings throughout the semester, where we talk about the role of empathic listening and some of the skills that go into that. So we get kind of scripture training and theology training from Truitt, but then from Spiritual Life specifically, we learn this skill of listening, which is really a powerful statement of the gospel that chaplains get to bring to any situation. Namely that a good listener reminds us that not only are we accompanied by a community of people to support us, but also that God listens to us and God cares for us. He hears our prayers. He walks with us through hard times. He's present with us in those times. And that's a really powerful statement. So we kind of talk about some different skills that go into that, as well as do a good amount of introspection on some of the things that kind of internally might either hold us back from being a good listener or push us forward as good listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think that we get really great training, as Elijah said, and even just like the idea of like being a ministry of like presence of like, because we don't necessarily solve like in conversations with students or whatever, but I think the temptation is we want to fix it, sort of like Job's friends. And I think what Kristen and Bert have taught us, you know, empathic listening as a part of like the ministry of presence, and like just feeling like you're not alone. You have people here at Baylor that care about you and that want to support you and however they can. But as Elijah said, that, you know, like whatever you're going through, and even if you can't vocalize it to me, that God knows and understands and is with you. And I think we also get training on like other parts of like student life at Baylor, other programs at Campus Learning, like how we can be a resource for students and connecting them with maybe resources and you know, that maybe they're not aware of, that maybe we weren't aware of before, of like things that students have access to. So yeah, I think the big thing is just preparing us to really be a ministry of presence with the people in our life here in our communities, but even beyond.
Well, you know, as you describe that, you know, I know that you're here to serve the students, but you're also growing as ministers. You're both Truitt Seminary students. And I'm curious if you could tell us really a couple aspects of this. First, what is it that you're at Truitt for? What are your ultimate goals? And what are some of the ways that being a resident chaplain is helping train you for ministry long beyond your time on this campus?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I think long-term, I would love to be a professor and be sort of on campus and working with young people. And I think the things that I have learned from being a chaplain, I think, you know, I think it, that verse, I think where Paul tells Timothy, like, don't let anyone despise you because you're young. I think sometimes we minimize college students, young people, they're not real adults. They don't really have any real understanding of what's going on in the world. And I think, you know, being embedded here with students at South Russell has shown me like that's not true. And that part of what college is, it's a very formative experience for who you are kind of as an adult. Once you leave college, you're an adult when you come to college.
Right.
but I think, you know, the big thing is like, how do you ask good questions? How do you learn? How is the learning process sort of mutual? And that I think sometimes it can be like, oh, I have all these things to share. At least I'll speak to me personally. I feel like I can be like, oh, I have all these things to share. I know all of these things, but you know, we're always learning. And like, how do you communicate that? And how do you help people ask good questions of themselves, of God? How do you help them kind of grow sort of beyond, you know, maybe their experiences growing up or, you know, whatever it is they're walking through. So I think that this experience has made me, I think, more empathetic. And I think more, one thing I always struggle with is allowing myself to be interrupted. And part of being a chaplain is you're going to be interrupted. Like your day is not going to go how you planned. And sort of that releasing of control and like just letting the Holy Spirit like move and be open to that, I think has been, I mean, regardless of career, I think, you know, in the world today, people are looking for people who will take time and listen. And I think this has really forced me to like Catherine, you have to be okay with being interrupted and just move on with your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Elijah?
Yeah, so I am hoping to, when I graduate, work in a nonprofit that does refugee and asylum seeker ministries, specifically with hospitality, so housing options. So it's kind of the way I've described it, if you don't know the field, is just taking the residence hall and putting it somewhere else, not on the college campus.
That's good. Yeah.
So this is very relevant experience and training for me. The job has prepared me for a lot of that. But I think probably the biggest thing is I think of the power just of seeing and experiencing strong community. I had a really good group of friends growing up, and that really impacted me. So I know that witnessing good community is a powerful thing. And so continuing to stay in this environment where there's a number of people, all of them are oriented around some single goal. For the first year experiences, that may just be getting college done. But for residential colleges and we have LLCs on campus as well, Living Learning Centers, or LLPs, sorry, Living Learning Programs. That's something a little bit more focused. So it could be like they have the same major or the same interests, things like that. So seeing a community that's united by that, I think of ACTS, you know, they were one in heart and mind. And this is a little bit more focused concept, right? Not everything is united in the residence hall, mm-hmm. but to see a group of people that have a common goal and to experience that, to live into it, and then to be a minister or a leader in that community is powerful experience for bringing people together whenever you're in the outside world. And that, I think, is hopefully what I take away most from being in this position.
That's great. You guys are, you know, you have to balance quite a bit too. You know, you talked about, Catherine, your day's going to change, and you've got your own studies. How do you balance that? Because your day, as you said, is not your own, yet there's things you have to get done for your studies at Truitt.
I think the older I've gotten, I don't know that I believe in balance. I think of my life more as like a wheel, and at any given moment, certain things are bigger pieces of the pie, right? And so I think, you know, when I have a test or I have a paper, like I try to communicate that to the student leaders, and I try to communicate that to the staff here, and I try to make that a bigger piece of the pie. And I try, and then maybe in another week where I don't have, you know, assignments due, a bigger piece of the pie is just like hanging out and having sort of unexpected conversations or like longer meetings with students. So I try to set like understand that it's probably going to be out of balance and like get to a place where I'm just like okay with that. But wherever I am, trying to be fully present in what I'm doing. So like when I'm with students, you know, this is the big piece of my pie today. So like being here mentally and then leaving paper and schoolwork stuff to the side, I would say is how I manage. I don't think that I balance. This is how I manage.
That's good. Curious, both of you now, Catherine, I know this is your first year, so you've only had this role during the time of COVID. Elijah, yeah. You've seen both, but when you think about this group of students that you all are serving, their college experience is looking very different than it would have looked a year ago at this time, or just about a year ago at this time, certainly what we all experienced. But to that extent, when you think about community, when you think about added stress, does the time of COVID maybe even place any added gravity to you all on what you're doing and helping, you know, bring what makes Baylor a special place and bring that sense of community to them when what we've known as community, at least physically, is looking very different?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm blown away, one, by the courage and spirit of our freshmen that came in this year despite COVID, and are still willing to move forward with their plans and their callings. So one, that makes me think, okay, well, if these students are this serious that they're going to do that, then I need to step it up too. Like, I need to be at least that serious. But two, this job is all about reminding people that there's a bigger story, that God's got a plan for all of creation that he's tying us into, and that we should always put our lives in that context. And so COVID, I think, is a constant reminder of that fact. It reminds us that the things that are affecting us are affecting the entire world. They're affecting all 7 billion people. And we may think they're small at times, but we are never completely separate from our community. So I think that's just a constant reminder of that fact.
That's great. Catherine, you accepted this challenge knowing COVID was going to be a part of it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how it was going to look. And I would say, I think my experience in my hall is I feel like people have are more bonded, I think, with the people sort of in the hall, on their floor, sort of community, and that that has taken on a larger role because they can't participate, or we haven't had maybe some of the larger Baylor traditions or events. And I do think it's probably brought like an added weight or pressure for, you know, residents, staff in the planning of events. I think students, you know, if you have to do Zoom classes, you don't want to do like Zoom social events. So like figuring out how do you create those bonds and create those opportunities for students to connect. I mean, I had students in the fall, because their schools had gone totally online, that had not had any sort of interaction with people their own age in months. And so like getting on campus and getting to Baylor was really important to them. But then also too, like, how do you navigate, you know, building relationships if you feel like you're kind of out of practice, I guess. And so that I think has taken on an added role of like, I feel like at least in the fall, I was doing a lot more of like, oh, you're an education major, they're an education major, like you should, you know, make connections. And so I think, you know, the South Russell staff has done a really great job of like being creative in their programming and trying to create those moments of connection. But yeah, it's been, this is all I have known. And for the freshmen, it's all they've known too. And so, you know, I think people are trying to do the best that they can. And it certainly will be a very memorable experience. Sure.
Well, you both, know, you and your colleagues do really great and important work, and I appreciate you all helping take us inside your world here. That's something that I think a lot of people at Baylor know we have. It's a program, resident chaplains, that people know we have and are proud of, but you've really taken us inside that and let us see those relationships. So I want to thank you both so much for doing that. I know you're obviously very busy with all you've got going on, so to take the time today, I really appreciate you both. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
Thank you. Resident chaplains Catherine Freeman and Elijah Tanner, our guests today here on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online at baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the program on iTunes. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.